The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we interact in our spirit? Let's reach out to Jesus. Let's reach out to the Lord from our hearts. Let's bless Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him. Reach out to Him. He's your Father. Reach out to Him. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him thanks. Thank Him. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Thank Him. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He that healeth all thy diseases, and forgiveth all thy iniquities. He that satisfied thy mouth with good things. He that redeemed thy life from destructions. He that renewed our strength like the eagles. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. He's leading us step by step. He's leading us gently. He's leading us graciously. And we give Him all the praise. And we are trusting Him more for grace to yield to His Spirit. Grace to yield to the Spirit. Grace to say yes to the Spirit. Grace to allow the Spirit. Grace to be children of the Spirit. Grace. 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 The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace. The communion of the Holy Ghost. Grace. 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 Let there be grace. Let there be grace. Grace. Let there be grace. Grace. Pour grace. Pour grace upon every heart. Pour grace upon every soul. Pour grace. Grace and grace. Thank you. Thank you. Our Lord Jesus, we give you all the praise. We thank you for your mercies. I come before you helpless. I come by the confidence in your name. I come by the blood. I come in your mercy. And I ask you, Father, that you will grant me entrance. Grant me entrance, not for myself, but grant me entrance for your people. I come under authority. I come under the canopy of my parents. Set authorities, I come on there. And I function in my order. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for understanding for everyone. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for grace. I ask for utterance. Skill of the Spirit. The Father, at the end of this service, every one person shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive grace to paint you. Make my mouth as a pen of a ready writer. Help me to paint you accurately. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. We give thanks to the Lord for his mercies, for what the Lord is doing in our lives. Amen. The Lord is so deliberate about you and I. And I want you to know that you are not here by mistake. I'm not just talking to the new people. I'm talking to all of us. You're not here by mistake. Where you are seated right now, it's been ordained by God that on the 2nd of August, you are going to be dressed the way you are properly dressed right now. And where you are seated, exactly where you are, it's been written. So today is a day of fulfillment of that which has been written concerning us. And the Lord will help us to do everything in the chapter of this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ. Something happened to you and I over this weekend. You may not feel it. You may not seemingly see it, but it has happened. And days from now, hours from now, there shall be testimonies. Our God is a mystery. Our God is a mystery. And that's why, as his children, our job is to keep obeying him. We don't know how we shall be saved eventually. We don't know it. That's why he is the way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So if you choose to follow me, I can guarantee you one thing. You will not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. You will be saved. When our Lord was here on earth, I'm too sure that he was a controversial human being, as it were. Why? Because his manner was alien to man's understanding. He didn't come like other prophets. There are things that man's reasoning could easily relate with. his manner was just a bit different. At some point, the Pharisees began to have issue with him because they felt that, are you sure this guy, are you sure that this guy is his savior? Are you sure? At some point, with all the accolades and voice of the Lord concerning John that has been reckoned with to be the prophet of the highest, it got to a level he had to sense to come and ask, are you the one that is to come, or we should expect another? Why? Because even with his prophetic insight and stature in the spirit, some things became mysterious along the line. Why? Because he couldn't put it together. For him to have asked, should we expect another? Nobody, you see, this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. That was your testimony. So for him to have said, should we expect another? You just know that Satan was working. Satan was working. But I know the answer that our Lord gave to him back quieted his soul. He understood. Why? Because there are also ways prophet talk. There are ways prophet talk. So I am too sure that answer that was given to him, he must have heard it. Amen. What I mean is that the answer that our Lord Jesus gave to the person he sent to him, when he gave that answer back to John, John was at rest. So what that simply means, that answer must have been a tablet of discussion with the Lord before now. Why? Because there are many things, that the Lord told John before the coming of our Lord. Why? Because even at Jordan, the Lord had already told him, he knew ahead. So it wasn't like something that was more or less like instantaneous. No. There was a conversation around it on how to discern him. I know you've been baptizing people, but the one you will baptize and then dove will just come and rest. That is he. So what I'm saying in essence is that him having said that, that answer that the Lord gave, I'm too sure, gave John rest. Amen. So what I'm saying in essence is how we shall be saved eventually is in the hand of Jesus. Is in the hand of Jesus. Many of the disciples that walked with him in the days of his flesh, you know, it didn't look like everything about Jesus, everything about him were tools and instruments of salvation. Everything, the joke, the play, the talk, the mannerism, they were all tools of salvation. Everything was salvation geared. There was nothing that was done for doing it's sake. Why? Because what I do, what you see me do right now is what my Father is doing. So there was hardly anything Jesus was doing. Amen. They was just doing it out of nothing. It was a body of revelation. It was a body of revelation. So you could see, you know, his manner, you know, in and out. And most cases where you see our Lord, you know, getting to preach, as it were, or preach, those things were born out of questions. It's not a desire to want it to share something, okay, to prove to his disciples that he is Lord. No. Many of the answers he gave were as a result of inquiries from his disciples, asking questions, and from there, well, was springing up to give answers. But I'm saying that everything about his mannerism were salvation tools. And that's why you see that sometimes you see some little instructions. In the place of trying to obey them, you meet forces. To let you know, it's not as simple as you think. Amen. Amen. Like when you say, smile. Smile and show your teeth. That you don't discover that it's not easy. Amen. Amen. Eh? So that thing itself, you know there is power in it, but it looks so simple. Okay, smile, show your teeth. You'll be wondering, what is he showing teeth about? Why should I even smile? What's funny? They are dealing with natures. So the things that accumulate into the beauty you step into are many, many instructions of the Spirit. Now somebody will be wondering, how can just eating? Do you know that thing we did over the weekend and yesterday? Healing took place. Some forces are being judged. You've been empowered. The Lord has fueled your soul to obey His will. Everything, our play, our mannerism, nothing is ordinary. And that's how you discover that for some of the Pharisees, they were wondering, what exactly is going on here? Are you sure that this guy is the correct guy? His disciples are always busy eating. Why? Because honestly speaking, you see, God does not always come the way of man. Never. That's how our job is to keep yielding. It may not make sense to you. It's not meant to make sense to you. It were meant to make sense to you, that have been saved than now. So what separates him from us is that he is God. And the key of access in what he says to us is to trust and obey. And as you do that, as you keep yielding from time to time, getting flexible in his hand, before you know it, you are transformed. I mean, you are changed. So for many of them, they felt out, what exactly, what kind of a savior is this man? Just busy eating. Well, because honestly, if you and I were to define God, because every man has a definition of God. You have an image of how God should look like. Because you are a God of a sort. Are we together? So, and that's how you think that if it were God, you know, there are things you do that validate God's, right? Yes, there are things you want to see. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there are things you want to see. And then I want us to also see some of these patterns, most especially the manner of spirit of the New Testament. The manner of spirit of the New Testament is different from the old. It's different from the manner of John, even though it was a transitional prophet to bring in the new order. The manner is different. And that's why at some point when the disciples went to preach, and then some people, as cool as John the divine was, it was the one that was saying, let's fire. Let's send fire to them. And so you don't know the manner of spirit. This spirit, it has a manner different from others. It's not the manner of angels. This spirit has my manner. There is a manner of spirit. And that's why you see that there are two tablets that he strongly focus on. Two tablets he focus on. One, teaching. Two, observe. Yes. He had reason to emphasize these two in Matthew 28. Teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. So you teach, also learn to observe, because there are things you will see. And those things you are seeing, they're also tool of baptisms. So baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost has manners. It has manners. All the in and out. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it was not ordinary. All the manners of the Lord. in and out, walking in the midst of his disciples, were all walks. They call it Ishe. That's how some baby in the occult. It's not every time they want to do Ishe, they will cut you. Amen. It's not every time. Sometimes some Ishe is by giving you food to eat. Eh? One room come and they ask you to eat it. Amen. Asije. And when you eat that thing, you know you have eaten something. So there are many things that Jesus did in the midst of his disciples. He did works. Everything were works. Everything he did were all works of salvation. Everything. Even plus the miracles, they were all works. So as time goes on, we began to see that all the miracles were all demonstration of salvation work. All of them. They were all works. Eh? And that's when it was time, amen, because Jesus knew what he was doing in the midst of his brethren, in the midst of the disciples. He knew he was doing works. So when the bishopric of Judas needed to be taken, it will not make sense to you and I. It will not make sense to you and I. But it made sense to the disciples. He said, anyone that will take over that bishopric, let it be he that started from where? Why? Because from that Jordan till the time he was taken, they were all works. They were share. So anyone that had capacity to endure that process from Jordan till it was taken up is qualified. Why? Because it wasn't mere. It was a part of salvation. That thing was a work being wrought in them. And they knew that anyone that missed this requirement can as well take over this office. There was nothing. So what I'm saying to you and I is that I'm just trying to make you understand what happened to you and I. That the corn you ate over the weekend was a ministration of grace. The nuts you ate, they were all graces. They were all impartation of energy and strength. You also know you change by eating. So, Jesus in their midst was doing things. Amen. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Jesus was doing stuff in their midst. Many things. Many things. And then, you know, you could see that his own way was just a bit different. You know, just a bit different. Just a bit different. Just a bit different. Because they were all works. And I feel very strongly that we have stepped into a place of abundance. Yeah. Yes. We step into a place of abundance, and there's going to be a ripple effect of the same even in the natural. Yes, yes. There's going to be much. In terms of life, there's going to be much. Amen. Quality of life, much. Amen. Quality of grace, much. Amen. Quality of wisdom, much. Amen. Quality of understanding, much. Amen. Even in the natural, much. Amen. I remember there was a particular conference that we had in Ondo. I can't remember the year, but that year, there was abundance. It looks as if a spirit rested on the meal and was now multiplying it. By the time we were done, plenty still remained. We asked people, take home. Just carry on, go. Just carry on, go. And I watched it. After that conference, a season of abundance came upon the church, in Ondo in particular, that year. Season of abundance. And I'm seeing the same thing resting upon Abeokuta. Yeah. I want you to know that the things you struggle with, access you couldn't get. Things that didn't happen, they will begin to happen.
Amen.
Obediences that have been difficult for you to do, you just find it easy.
Amen.
Why? Because grace is being multiplied.
Amen.
So, what I'm saying in essence is that I want us to understand some few things very quickly. Looking at our brotherhood. Now, if you check, there are gods. Okay? Gods at different levels. By the time you move to Asia, you will see all manner of gods. Okay? And then some can also believe in just one god, right? There are others, some that believe in just one. Some also believe in some lower gods that serve the big god. Are we together? But Christianity, I'm using the term religion because that is the language of men, right? To make a bit of sense. Why? Because Christianity is not a religion. It's God's love to humanity. It's the love of your creator to you. Why? Because you didn't make yourself. Somebody made you. And the person made you for a purpose. So, Christianity is the love of your creator back to you. Okay? To say blessing. I'm the one that made you. And I made you for a purpose. And I want you to align. Okay? With my purpose for you. But when you check it, that is the only religion, as it were, that has three gods that are equal. Go and check. Not one has it. Three in one. And the three are equal. Yet different. Eh? He said, Jesus taught it not robbery. He taught it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. So it means it's equal. You can't find it anywhere. If no other force can sustain that, there will be chaos. Why? Because what keeps order is also hierarchy. That's why you see in an organization, they have an organogram. It's to keep this working. You have a line manager you must report to. There are things that flow this way. That spread, flow down, spread, flow down, spread. Is to keep order. It's very difficult to have three heads at the top. It's not. It doesn't work that way. Now, when you don't come to Christianity, God is trying to show a mystery. A mystery of, though equal, plenty, and there is order. Do you know the three are brethren? They are the first brothers. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, they are the first brothers. And the three are equal, yet unique. And there's no power tussle there. There's no jealousy. So, right from onset, what God had in mind is to have many. Many. Though the same law runs all of them, but they are also unique. Why? Because if you come back to this place, amen. Praise the Lord. So, when you say our brotherhood, the first brethren, the first brethren before creation were these triune gods. Why? Because you'll be wondering, why will you call them brethren? But one is Father now, and one is Son, and one is Holy Ghost. How are they brethren? Are we not brethren? Don't you have Father in the brethren? Don't you have mothers in the brethren? Is Daddy not part of our brethren? Or our brotherhood? Is Daddy not part? But when you look deep, Is that not the father? Don't you have mothers there? Don't you have children? But are we brothers? So when he said that, in the midst of my brethren, I will declare my name. In the midst of my brethren, I will declare my name in the midst of my brethren. That means also a brother. That's why he's calling you my brethren. So which name is he coming to declare in the midst? It's not the name of his father. That means the father is also a brethren. But there are things that fight our brotherhood. There are things that, because there is power in our brotherhood. There is strength in our brotherhood. There is authority in our brotherhood. There is safety in our brotherhood. That's why what the enemy does, he wants to take you out of the brotherhood. He can't have you if you are in the brotherhood. He can't. He can't. The only thing he can do is to lure you out. Why? Because that thing is a formidable force that you can't reach. He also used another word, a threefold cord. He said it can't be broken. So there is a place of two. Two is good. That's the beginning. That's, there's nothing like solo. That thing is solo thing. You want to do things solo. You want to do it, Amy, like Amy Lokan. That thing called solo thing is not of God. Even if at start, you start solo, you must not continue solo. You must meet your brethren. On the way, you will meet them. Why? Because it is a companionship, or it is a fellowship. You must meet them. If they are not yet there, pray. They are there. They will soon appear. So, that's why number one is that you must locate your tribe. You must locate your tribe. You have a tribe. You have a tribe. You have a tribe. Though Israel, but you have a tribe. And that's why, as a seed under God, you must allow he that named the tribes to put you where you should be. Don't choose for yourself. You don't choose. Allow Jesus to put you where you belong. And in aligning with it is your prosperity. Now, when you look at it from Genesis, amen. You know, Genesis, you will see the whole picture. When the Lord, you know, created both of them, and they said the Lord blessed them and said, be fruitful and do what? And multiply. They don't want one. They want many. They've raised one prototype, and from there, they want to multiply it. They want to make it many. Now, just to tell you that God does not joke. Why? Because when you say brotherhood, it's not one. It's not two. It's many. Even if you start at one, from one, it must move to two. From two, three. From three, it can multiply. So the same thing there with Adam. You could see the whole picture there. Okay? God made them. And God said, I'm going to bless you. Not only that, I want you to be fruitful. Okay? Reach your peak. Reach your peak. Get your fullness. That's the meaning of fruitfulness. Okay, because what comes out of a tree, when a tree begins to fruit, is a sign of abundance. Why? Because when the tree is still tapping and growing, it won't fruit yet. What shows that it has come of age or is mature? That's how you use the word ripe. It begins to bring out fruit. But the tree is higher than the fruit. The fruit is just an expression of the tree. There are things in the tree that are much more than the fruit. That's why that tree of life, even the leaves, are for the healings of the nations. Everything about that tree is healing. So, first, build. Bless with life. Having blessed you, come to fruitfulness. And from fruitfulness, multiply. It means replicate or duplicate yourself. Are we together? Make many types after this. That's why sometimes you also see the word first fruit. Be fruitful, first fruit. So when the priest picks it, it comes in during the harvest, they will pick and then show it and wave it. So it means throughout, let the harvest be like this. This is the prototype. So it means be fruitful. Not only that, now multiply. Multiply. Oh my God. The Lord is dealing with the law. I said the Lord is dealing with the law. Now, one of the reasons why the things of God did not really move and got truncated along the line is because these laws were broken. What breaks this most of the time is the law going solo. You can be part. You can be part for now. Once you get your own, you want to go solo. So what should have benefited the whole body? Something has been taken out. Now, what has been taken out can't function. You are not meant to function alone. So imagine the way this hand is part of the whole body. It's not been framed to function alone. Do you know what I'm saying now? That's why if you cut this one off, the body can still function, but it won't function totally. Something is lacking. But this one alone will die. It will die quicker than the body. Why? Because the original intention of God is that all the members are fitly joined and knitted together. And every joint supplied according to the measure of grace. Not only that, growing up to the head. So they can be grown to the head. If all the joints, bands, are not there and then knitted together and then flow up. So he did that and he now said, guy, listen. This is the secret. How to come to dominion. When he said replenish the earth, it's not to fill the air with something. It's to put it in order. So word replenish, he says set it in order as it has been written in God. So the reason for, that's why when they put it, they said keep the garden. Dress it. Dress it. Well, because man has been fashioned to be king over the earth to represent your father's kingdom. But there is a kind of man, there is a kind of man that can exercise dominion. There is a kind of man that can do God's will. First, fruitful. And after that, multiply. But you know, you and I know that he didn't get to the peak of that being fruitful. The enemy came and cut it down. He truncated the whole process. So we couldn't get any that was actually fruitful. We couldn't get. So until our Lord Jesus came. So when he came, he fulfilled that joy in the heart of the Father. They now raised him up and said, everyone must conform to this image. This is the image. Why? Because it will take this kind of image to have dominion. Now when I'm saying dominion, I want you to think larger. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about conquering the earth. Well, if everyone wants, everyone may do that. You know what I'm saying now? So when I say conquering the earth, I'm not talking about, okay, we are the largest something. No. There are things in the earth. Earth is not just this mountain you are seeing. Earth has owners. Hmm? But they're not the original owners. Eh? It's like when you go and buy land. The real omonile. They are the real ones. But you know, the one, those that parade themselves, they are actually the thieves. So. In fact, sometimes somebody will say, it's omonile. And death, you know, this is your father's land. You know this is your father's, but someone will come and tell you, awala nile. And you are like, kilo shele, ehile nile ke, lati bo. Kojora, ehile ni, ile wo, ile baami, ajo nile, bao. So I'm saying that the earth, we have other owners. So there are things to deal with. Forces to deal with. So when you are hearing earth, there are also things beneath the earth. Amen. Amen. So there are also things under the earth. There are things. There are things. There are spirits. There are laws. So you know lust is a spirit. Now, I'm not talking about lust that an unbeliever can discern as lust. There are beautiful lust. And spirits are in charge. There is sin. They all work together. But do you also know that those guys, they are also a kind of brethren? Oh my God. They say, how is sin conceived? In first of all, sin lost. It's part of the brotherhood. One for more. Talama sent by. Emire, send me. Lost. You first of all go. Look at James now. Amen. So that you make sense to us. Amen. Now, but every man is what? Tempted. When he's drawn away of what? His own lust. And what? Enticed. Enticed. So it means that thing, what the x-ray, it can be anything. And it's not something sinful that you call sin. You could be studying abroad. Say hip, hip, hip. Hooray. I'm not saying it's bad. Sometimes the force behind it. The force, what I mean, what is wiring you? You don't even know. Hey, I brought him a devil. Would you have changed? I brought my dad, brother. Hey, I brought my dad, brother. Huh, I brought my dad, brother. So, he has already discerned that thing. He cannot start painting things around it. So let's leave that. Amen. Amen. So when he's drawn away, it doesn't mean you can't go. Sometimes, amen, it may also be part. And let me tell you something. Amen. Amen. Do you know that sometimes the things that are weaved around us as lust, they might actually be the original intention of God for us. Oh! But sometimes, how heaven wants to make it happen? You may want to use your hand. Kini yama shese. Ama hap. By. Ti pre oba wo. Ama fa wekun. Ti awa ti prayer. Ti oba shise. Ama fi give ikun. Ti give. Ama so si di eni. This is the auto, ma lo sun le pastor. Ma sa pastor, kini, opo da shele. So, when I mean that, things. Now, do you think that it wasn't God's intention to give Abraham a son? So, truly, that thing that was inside was not totally wrong. God put it there. But he wanted to make it happen by his own strength and calculation. Did he get a son? Yes. Was it God's son? No. So it means that sometimes God's intention for us, when we use our own hands to bring it, it will fight the real intention. That's why most of the time, allow time over some of these desires. Why? Because what time does, it will remove the wrong spirit hovering over it. I don't know why I went there. That little fellow abroad. The Lord dealt with something right now. I know. But you still go. But calm down. So that you will not miss God. Please. See, eh? Say, see. You can't be wiser than God. When I mean God is more concerned about you than you do to yourself. I won't lie to you. In fact, what God is concerned about, you don't even know. God can plan the next 60 years today for you. Eh? When I mean the Lord can look, because what God does concerning you and I, he looks at the end and from the lane start building. Eh? From the end point, he will start putting things in place with the end in view. How far can you see? Even the ones you've seen a little bit that look like light, he still tell you, say by the grace of God. Tomorrow we'll do this. Don't say tomorrow I will do this. Say by the grace of God. If God wills. The only person that can talk like that and not say by the grace of God is God. Because no variable can change what he has said. Why? Because, see, there are places you can go once you get there. Eh? Remember, he says Babel. Where they will Babel out of you. You know Babel, they will Babel out of you. They remove air. How come I Babel, Lord, he wants your air? Do you know something just doesn't know when we're reading this morning? That's why you see, even issue of marriage. So you know I didn't plan this. So you know the way God is moving me now. He said, paint me. I'm too sure we're wondering, hey, Kai, Makona, Azuna Zuna Ebobo, a brother manu and nucleus commander kenoga, logos, a clidua via, hey, Rokomania, Rema. I'm painting him. Yes. Why? Because when he's painted, he reveals you to you. Yes. Now, you look at that place we read today. He began to warn them. He said, guy, don't marry from this side, though. He warned both male and female. Is that not so? He warned the sons, he warned the daughter. He said, because if you marry from it, you won't follow me. So it means there are people you can marry. They will take away following God from you. And they are not unbelievers. Did you read it today? Did you underline it? You can't buy like a underline. So you go and pray over it. He said, Lord, now that can't pray as of a prayer. Eh? You know, see the day Reverend came. Met a mommy early. As he knelt down to pray, heaven was clapping. Can you remember? Epistle to open. Epistle. I've opened the epistle. Somebody saying yes to a woman. Heaven is saying epistle don't open. You can't put it together. We got to you now, just get one babe. Make sure you born. She born. Picking for you. While heaven is looking at their whole total intention. While looking at you, that means there's a place she's fitting there to allow things to happen. May you not use your ass to choose. I know I'm speaking by the Spirit. And your spirit has a wit. I'm not trying to. I'm speaking by. This is not what I plan to say. Please calm down. God knows the future. That's what the evil. You see, evil cannot snatch your will from you. They can only convince you. Joe. Man, Joe. Hey, please. I beg you. May you not go this side, though. Eh? Please don't go that side. Go this side. Eh? But the day you start making up your mind that now that way you go, where they don't want you to go, the whole heaven will start reacting. Sometimes if they walk, they eat stone. Because there are many things that speak to us. Yeah. Amen. You know, because of the African mind, they say, oh, you won't go somewhere, your head eats stone. May you check again, though. Say, Baba, Kosona, Kosona. On the simbe, dash against the stone, oh, my Kosona. Ever can use anything. Most especially when they love you so dearly. You remember that guy? Eh? Balaam. Why? Because sometimes you know the will of God. You know it. But you are just saying, maybe God can consider. Maybe God will change his mind. May God not change his mind on your case and give you what you want. May God never do it for me, oh. It doesn't matter how much I cry and roll on the floor. Don't listen to me. In fact, hit my bum bum. Because we want to force God's hand. That guy, the reason why when you go back to Revelation, to you, you may think that he wasn't righteous. They condemned him. Why? Because he knew that God didn't want it. But he said, when they said, first of all, they sent, you know, the first people they sent, the first servant that Balak sent, Omogaman sending, the next one, they sent princes. Imagine a whole convoy. Mokovia, you don't come empty. Only I don't know, maybe God can say so. You knew. God said, okay, go. Because you know, you've worked with me enough to know that I don't say things to reconsider. On this matter, I've already told you my mind. But for you to come by that means you're not agreeing with my will. Okay, go. Let me allow you. They don't use that. Kete, don't suffer. It's just the heat. Kete. He said, I deserve you, sis. Have I ever behaved this way? You don't share Balaam. What you love me now? I've never reacted this way. Shouldn't that something is wrong? Oh, come on now. Kete. Oh, fukete, pulala. He will go this way. When he saw it, even with that, he still went, trying to look for corner. All this, I will say what the Lord says. He has already broken the law.
Jesus. Oh, ferigane o kokli onga frigine hatli boga. I am yani konkriste vine glonde hatli giva. I am an yo sufene galadia teka. I am the way. I am the way. I am the destination. I am the destination. I made your soul. I made your soul. I made your soul. I have the master plan. I have the blueprint. I have the blueprint. I have the blueprint. You cannot come into all that I have ordained you to come into. All that I have ordained in me for you to come into if you do not follow me. If you do not follow me. For you see, I am opening this portal to you. Even this portal to you in this meeting. To make you see how you ought to follow me. How you ought to follow me. For you see, you must be a fool. You must be a fool to follow me. You cannot be wise in your own conceit and follow me. You must be a fool. All those who will follow me are fools. Wayfaring men, though fools shall not hear. If you are not foolish, you won't follow. If you are not sheepish, you won't follow. I only lead sheep. I do not lead goats. I do not lead goats. I lead sheep. You must be sheepish. Abandon all that you think you know. You don't know anything. Follow me as I reveal my plan. Follow me. Yes, I'm speaking to your heart, even to your conscience, and you know it. You know this is my voice coming to you. I'm the one who opened this portal to speak to you, to cut you off from your own purpose, to cut you from your own way, because that way leads to destruction. My mercy has been opened to you today to make you know that you must be wayfaring. You must be foolish. If you will end up in life, if you will end up in me, if you will end up in safety, I have plans for you. You can be all that I have ordained you to be. You can come into salvation. You can be saved. You can access life. Even the things that pertain to your natural, I have them all in my hands. I have them all in my hands. I have the all detail around your life. Just follow me. Be foolish. Foolishly following. Foolishly following. Don't lean on your understanding. You do not know anything. I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. Follow me, and you will end in life.
I will follow.
I
receive grace to follow. Don't, you see, sometimes the Lord can use some strong words. You know, strong words sometimes to kind of jack us or snatch us from a hold. So when the Lord said, don't be a goat, I know that word touched some people. It's because you use your will too much. Too much. He's trying to show you that that kind of attitude will not allow you to end well. But I believe there is grace. Okay? There is grace. Just trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now, there's also another aspect of all this that I want us to also carefully pay attention to. Now that the Lord has brought you in, you need this second phase. You see, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are complete in themselves. But they are also incomplete without one another. I will take that again. I said the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are complete in themselves. What I mean is that if you isolate just the Holy Ghost, standing alone is complete. You take the Son standing alone, is also complete. Eh? You take the Father standing alone is also complete. And I'm saying to you that the three are all God. The Holy Ghost is God. The Son is God. The Father is God. Are we together? Now, I'm also saying that though God, but they are also incomplete without each other. I remember the Lord told me this many, many years ago. He said, by the time you end up becoming a full son, you will still need other sons. Hey, get it, Musa. No, you didn't get it. Maybe you think you got it, you didn't get it. Why? Because most times the definition of a son in your mind is that you can do all things. Once you are a son, The reason why you are limited now is because you are not yet a son. By the time I'm a full son, I can do all things. You can't do all things. There are things you'll be permitted to do. There are other things concerning what you should do that another will do and you'll submit to it as full sons. Yes. Now, we have to learn from the triune God. The things that the Holy Ghost does, the Holy Ghost hardly speaks of himself. Amen. The Holy Ghost is always busy talking about the Son, talking about the Father. In fact, Jesus said, when the Comforter comes, he will not speak of himself. You'll not be wondering, how will God make you a son? Or all you are busy doing is to praise another son. Are you not seeing wisdom? That's where our problem is. The reason why we are jealous over other graces. Amen. Now, that law, they lent it. When he said, let this man be in you. Let this man, it means that when the son was there, all he was thinking about is, what will I do for the father? He was just busy thinking about the father's desire. Thinking about, it means that eventually, when we are becoming all, we are fully sons, all we will do is serve one another. Amen. You won't serve yourself. I say you will not serve yourself. Amen. So, the son, you know, said, Father, don't worry now. I can see this in your heart. Okay? I'm willing. So when he said, of my own volition, he was not just talking about his work on earth. He has learned that law before he embodied it here. Here was just another template of learning it in the flesh to teach man the pathway to God. Yes. Why? Because he was slain before the foundation of the world. Yes, so he just sat down and just looked. Okay, Father, don't worry. I'm willing to come in fashion as a man. Not only that, I'm also willing to make myself a servant. I'm also willing to die the death of the cross. Why? Because the whole plan, how it will be achieved, everything was in his father. He saw it. So when he came, he started looking. So when he said, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. Okay? Eh? Yeah, go. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That was a mind. Do you know most times, once you grow up, you don't think this way? When you start acquiring things, you don't think this way. When you are developing and you are appearing, you hardly think this way. He said, think this way. Why? Because your development is to think of others. Amen. Let me tell you, the very first time. So if it shocked you, it's a good shocking. Say good shocking. Good shock. There are things you should hear that will shock you. If they don't shock you, I've not heard truth. The first time I heard, your money is not your money, it's our money. It shocked me. Say, it shocked me. Till now, you see, they shock you, right? Eh? They shock you small. Maybe they shock. You know, sometimes when something they shock you for the first time, you go shake the whole body. But next time, you go shock. You know, they shock, like shock first time. The shock will reduce. I'm like, ah. Hey, people, it's today. It won't tell you, my money is our money. My money is not our money. Oh. It's my money. And they are teaching you a mind. It doesn't mean it's not your money. It's your money. Why? Because when those guys were judged, Eh? Is it not thy money? Is it not your own? Eh? Is your money? Is your own? That means you can choose what to do with it, but you lie. That's what the problem is. And when we gave you a chance to say the way it is, you still lied. Why? Because though it's yours, eh? But when you are raised, you now make what is yours ours. You are blessed. Not only that, more can come to you. And that's why you now got to a point where they say, there is nothing you've received that we're not giving to you. Yeah. Nothing. Sometimes you think it's your intelligence. It's not. Some people are even more intelligent than you. Yet things are not flowing to you. So sometimes, when heaven has balanced you, say balance you. And they cause things to flow to you. You know that when this thing flow, you are a pipe. It can reach out to the rest. So sometimes, heaven can bless you for many. Yeah. And you should discern that. To know that the reason why these resources are coming is because of my brethren. Why? Because sometimes some people are meant to have. But for now, the nature in them, heaven cannot cause that channel to pass through them. It will either corrupt them or take them out of the way. But they must be provided for while they are still developing them. So they don't look in the family. Wale, ati tra omoye. Omoye wa Libra. Okay. That's why, you see, that thing that happened in Acts 6, when the administration of the daily affair, you know, some people just, the old portion was already named though. However, we made that provision is that our name already tagged on each plate. How the food should be served. But some people were just doing division. Arale, Abule were the first two. Eh? They said, but this provision, everybody should get now. The way they sent it from heaven, everybody should get. How come some people never get? How they share this thing? So by the time they check your own plate, they'll see 10 names there. Bola Wambe. Eh? Ngozi Wambe. Why? Because you've taken other people's part and you are eating it. So, he is going to be faithful. So then it will reach you. You have your own portion. It's still God supplying. That's why, let me tell you, if truly we can all align, everything we need is within us. Everything we need is within us. If something is needed at all costs, that we don't hear that, heaven will bring it. But the only issue is that we don't think us. We first of all think me. So it's slow down. That's a certain graces. Let me tell you, you can have a grace. You discover that, I know when the Lord gave me this grace. I have a witness that I had this grace. But the thing is not developing. Why? Because the manual for usage, you use it for us. Not to shine or outshine the other person. You use it to bless us. And that's why you see the gift of the Spirit, eh? To profit with who? With all. So the reason for the gift is for all of us to profit. That's why the distribution of the diversity of the gift, we're not giving it to one person. He said to one, you give this. He said to another. Yeah. But that which is given to another is actually given to another for us. So you don't own it. You don't own it. And the more you use it to serve, the more beautiful it becomes. Let me tell you, even in giftings, there are also measures. Eh? Yes. I'm talking about even just gift of the Holy Ghost. There are also measures in it. But in your faithfulness is your increase. Is your increase. He now said, let this mind be in you. So there was a mind that he had. He now said, if there be therefore any consolation. In other words, if you want to give Christ comfort, so you can comfort Christ. Amen. A man can give Christ comfort. In other words, he's seeing you and he's seeing you display what he himself would have done. Or what he has done is teaching you how to do. So, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill my joy. So it means you and I can fulfill his joy. So he said, for what? For the joy set ahead. For the joy set ahead. What did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame. He went through it. Okay? He not say, fulfill my joy. Be you what? Like-minded. So the like-minded is not like all our minds should be like Moyo's mind. You shouldn't have your own mind. We should all conform to one mind. The reason for this gathering is for all of us to migrate into having one mind, which is the mind of Christ. Does he not say you have the mind of Christ? Is it you? He said we have the mind of Christ. So all of us should migrate and then have that mind. Be like-minded. Or be like-minded. I want all of you to think alike. Let the same reasoning, let the same judgment, let the same understanding run all of you. It's having the same love. Be what? Be of one accord and of one mind. Why? Because anytime this law are in operation, do you know what's there? There is life. So when he said, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's the same thing with this one accord. There, as the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So it means that once we journey here, there are things that will never come until we reach this place. Why? Because there is a climate that can command and commend blessings to rest. He said there. So they must see that pleasantness, that unity. And that's why it behooves us, you and I, to not endeavoring. So most of the time, what breaks fellowship? Itself. Why? Because if you think about us, our us should outweigh how you feel. Hey, that's what the endeavoring is. And let me not tell you what that endeavoring does. Eventually, it makes you better. Why? Because you may actually have reasons. Your reason could be genuine. You know what I'm saying now? But there is a higher reasoning. So when you choose the higher reasoning based on the lower reasoning, you develop. In other words, you grow. You are stretched further. You are strengthened. You add another stature. Why? Because to some, it could be genuine enough to take one or two steps. And whosoever you discuss it with, they will tell you how it makes sense. Emi go me, oh try, oh. Oh, God, oh, try, pelu me. Emi omo. That's death talking. But yet, it's not convenient. But you look at others. You chest it. That's how to be a savior. You look at others. You chest it. That's how to be a savior. You look at others. But as you are doing that, the person will be causing the issue. It will lead to repentance. Why? Because that thing you are doing, you are shedding your blood. It's life you are losing there. And that life cannot be in vain. You are laying down life for your brethren. Eventually, that person will turn. So, endeavoring, say endeavoring, is continued. Endeavoring to keep. So that's how to keep that feast, the feast of charity. We must keep unspotted. We must keep the feast. So endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There must be peace. Nothing must tamper with your peace. Nothing must tamper with your peace. Things can look chaos outside, but nothing must tamper with your peace. You must always be at peace with one another. Somebody can do something and make you angry. It must not make you bitter.
Why? Because bitterness defiles. But you can get angry. He said, be angry and sin not. But when your anger dovetails into bitterness, you've been defiled. Now, fulfill ye my joy, be ye like-minded, having the same love, be of one accord, of one mind. Let not, he said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Why? Because the things you want to do through strife is actually given to you for us. Of vain glory. But what? In lowliness. I always say it. Eh? Three people can do the same assignment, but different flavor. Some, the assignment can be done through strife. Another can be done through vainglory. Another can be done for showmanship. Another can be done, kini yeti wambe, mokwo wambe ni. Moti insote, yote ba fumini opportunity. Ema mokwo moni revo. What can keep grace any? But thank God the Spirit led you. Sharing sin. The whole house was on fire. They can be fire or not be life. That's why how you carry your assignment is that thing here, lowliness. Eh? Not lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. So it means that even while delivering it, you don't still feel that you are superior. Do you know sometimes you can actually have the grace, but that mind is good. It's a good mind. Very safe. Thank you, Pastor. It can be obvious that this grace is on you, but always thinking of others better is a safe place. So while delivering it, you deliver it with, you know, lowliness of mind. Lowliness of mind. Eh? Esteeming. That's why you have to learn to praise others. Learn to celebrate. Sometimes don't learn to celebrate yourself. No, let another. That's what they do. The Father always talk about the Son. The Son always talk about the Father. The Holy Ghost will talk about the Father, the Son. They hardly talk about themselves. Now, because the principle that runs is that talk about the other, esteem the other better than yourself. That is what they are doing. But does it mean that the Holy Ghost is lesser? No. Does it mean the Son is lesser? No. Doesn't mean the Father is lesser, no, but it's the principle of safety. That's why I say, you both should, we have to learn, keep learning, keep learning. Sometimes, when you want to refer, sometimes, even while preaching, they give you a chance. Some of you only refer to the people at the top. I remember one preaching, Reverend K. Daddy Busui, or Pastor Ezekiel, or Pastor Uta. Another person, your brain can also something that make meaning. Say, I remember the preaching, Sister So-So-So said this. You are also humbling yourself. So we will never call their brethren, no? They don't say somebody said. That day, the person becomes somebody. Somebody said, who's the somebody? We all know the somebody, oh. Why can't you mention the name? Have you ever seen the scripture where Jesus will say, and it was written somewhere, he will mention in Isaiah. Have you not read it? That's the Lord that sent all the prophets. He will still mention their names. It could have been too big to say, in the Old Testament, I said, I can't remember, I sent many prophets. I sent all of them. I don't need to mention their names. It's still me from Genesis to Revelation. He mentioned their names. He said, have you not read in Isaiah? Have you not heard Moses said? He still lifted those vessels. I'm talking about things how to keep the feast of our brotherhood how to keep the tenet of our brotherhood so that we can become ever efficient and effective in the spirit. Sometimes you can discern grace. That's why when I discern grace, we picked it from our prayer. Once I discern grace, I don't look your face. So. And many will still come. Amen. You look at the people doing money teaching now. It used to be one. Now it's two. Now it's three. And they all have sweet taste. No be so. More are still coming. We won't have just one. That will be Agamunda. Emini. Money teaching. Amen. He walk all. Just one ball. So, kill him also. Want to mark ball. See? So, when he say, mommy is not preaching, you'll be wondering. Tani walk means, Pastor Igan Oko Yewa. Okolo pick. Look how this fine lady came the other day. You were not expecting it, right? When he said, Pastor Lado Ekiti. Okay. At the reprogram, I should morning teaching. So you were thinking, Sister BC, or Brother Shego, or Brother Peter. I shall know from these three. Somebody will come. You know, second, like Tano Che, take a last now. Mumu, okay, daddy, sometimes you won't repeat the same person all the time. Daddy, man, shift kini any. Benigbe, Sister BC, o tikpe ho. Sister BC, o tikpe ho. You know, yeah, Sister La Jesu, Now, as you're already here, you're already waiting. I'm out, we shall share that away. I shall jam on wo. I flop in, see. Koni so dada. Scriptures here, go flow. But before you know, the atmosphere change. When it's changing, acknowledge that grace and encourage her. When she's done, clap. That's why I don't like when people are don't do you don't clap. It's a sign of not esteeming others better than yourself. I don't need to tell you clap. You are not just exalting her, you are teaching your senses right way to do things. When your sister is to go and meet her, whether you are feeling bad, sometimes certain feelings come, not because we want it. You know sometimes you think one way, what must he feel jealous by? You don't like it. Work against it. When you are to go and meet her, Sister Lajusu, you bless me. God bless. You are killing something. Don't keep quiet. Kill it.
Poison.
Let's take it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have come to teach you order. I have come to teach you even order and rankings. Yes, for you are all important to me, and you are all my children. But I have come to teach you how to walk orderly, even in the brotherhood. How to walk orderly without breaking laws, without breaking rank. For this is how you defeat spirit, and this is how you change. This is how you change. This is how you change. For you see, there is a bitterness sin has planted in man. There is a bitterness. That thing that make you bitter, that make you bitter when your brethren are doing well. It's not of me. It's not of me. It's not of me. And you must walk against it. Take away that gall of bitterness. Don't let it burst, but it will defile you. Mm. It will defile you and kick you out of the company. Get rid of it. This is how you do by obeying the law of the Spirit. Obeying the law of the Spirit as you find grace to go against yourself. Go against how you feel and obey this law by embracing and appreciating your brethren. That thing dies. You take away the poison. You take away the gall, and you are becoming more pure. More pure. Undefiled. Pure. Purity of soul. Purity of soul. This is kind of soul that will see me. This is a soul that will house me. I'm teaching you this manner. This manner, even in your company, that you learn how to walk orderly and not disorderly.
Hallelujah. The Lord wants to raise a very healthy assembly. Very healthy. Healthy people. Very healthy. Sometimes you can have a grace, but because of the position of your heart, you can't express it yet. Why? Because your heart is not right. So everyone has to first of all correct the heart. Why? Because whatever you say from here is powerful. He said, you are serving people water. If the water is contaminated, a lot of people will be sick. Water passes through the heart to people. That's why the New Testament ministry is the ministry of the heart. So many times, everyone can wait upon that heart, keep working on it. 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 See my dear sister there, Adeola. I perceive the grace of interpretation on her. Very pure. And we are going to fan it. Now, your heart shouldn't be that the day she's given, you want a mistake to happen. Why? Because sometimes you may not do it well. It doesn't mean I will stop. Because I know you were all learning. But you that has grown to a measure, your heart should be that, Lord Jesus, let her get it. Let her get it. Let her get it. And in your heart, you are praying. Heaven is watching. Heaven is watching that kind of heart. Before you know it, your grace will increase more. And then she does it. Even when she promises, you go back and encourage her and tap her. You've tried. Let's keep trusting God. That is the kind of healthy family we want. Healthy assembly. Listen to me. You are important. There is something you carry that is unique that no other person has here. But until the Lord corrects your heart, you can't be an instrument of service. You heard on Friday, Joseph and all his brethren, they were all stars. It means your eyes was blinded from what God had given you. That statement made them bitter. The next thing, let's kill this gift. Let's finish it. You think it's superior. Kilo be kilo ru. If it's not for condition. No. No. A Christ-like mind doesn't think that way. They killed him. But I also love Joseph at the end of the day. God helped him. Do you know sometimes you can know that somebody, somehow, you are not waiting for the day you will shine to show the person. So all of them went through their treatment. Both the one that had, which is Joseph himself, and the brethren that were bitter, they were all healed at the end of the day. Why? Because they learned from their mistake. And the same person said, no, it wasn't you. You see a heart God has worked on. He saw his brethren and kissed them. He said, no, the Lord actually sent me ahead for posterity. He didn't see
any wrong anymore. He didn't keep record of wrong. Why? Because if he has kept record of wrong, it has still defiled the grace. He didn't keep it. He didn't take record. So all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Please, let's celebrate one another. Spirit of jealousy must not find expression here. Why? Because I perceive that we are stepping to a phase where we need to encourage one another. Sometimes you can know that this, you could be a unit leader, you know that this person has grace more than you, but it doesn't remove your headship. A good leader is ability to discern grace and harness it to achieve a purpose. That's why leaders, that's as a leader, what you should have is judgment and sight to know how to combine to get results. You say, I will never give this person a chance. So, hey, I'll shine. You always press the person down. The Lord will heal us. The Lord will help us. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Let's talk to Jesus. Let's talk with the Lord. Let's, in your heart, just talk. Just talk. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.